Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Ghana on the first leg of his five-nation visit this evening to address joint session of Ghanaian Parliament. Quad members condemn Pahalgam terror attack. Calls for action against perpetrators without any delay. Indian Council of Medical Research and AIIMS studies find no link between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden death cases. IMD issues orange alert for rain in North and Central India. And in sports, Magnus Carlsen and D. Gukesh set for rematch as third leg of Grand Chess Tour begins in Croatia today. In cricket, India to face England in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy this afternoon. Skipper Shubman Gill confirms availability of ace pacer Jasprit Bumrah. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will undertake a visit to Ghana. This will be the first visit to the West African nation by an Indian Prime Minister in the last three decades. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays a significant role in the African Union and the economic community of West African states. More details from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana.
PM Modi lands in Accra this evening, where he will receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. This visit comes early in Ghanaian President John Mahama's tenure. Both leaders are expected to focus on continuity and deepening bilateral ties. High-level talks will take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. Key discussions include economic cooperation, agriculture, defence, digital infrastructure, and establishing a regional vaccine hub for West Africa. Several agreements are expected, including the renewal of the Joint Commission, cultural exchange programs, and collaboration in Ayurveda and standards. Leaders will also engage in discussions on regional and global matters, followed by a joint press briefing. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In an exclusive interview with our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, emphasized the important role that India continues to play in the economic reset agenda of the West African nation.
Ghana's economy is now on the rebound. Once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments, and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here. And especially in the context of the Ghana's economic reset agenda, which offers ample opportunities in the fields of agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing sector, and also the IT sector.
Mr. Gupta also highlighted the defense cooperation that is one of the prominent agenda items of this historic visit.
We largely have the defense cooperation with Ghana since the very earlier years of this country's independence through the capacity building support. The current naval chief is himself under one of our ITEC programs. In his very early stages, he visited India. So these are their own people-to-people linkages. Also, this we want to expand it further.
The High Commissioner concluded by underscoring the importance of this visit as Indian outreach to the economic community of West African states, region and the African Union. The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without any delay and urged the UN member nations to extend their cooperation for it. A report.
The joint statement from the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting held in Washington, D.C. condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22 this year, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen. They unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. It also urged all UN member states, following their obligation under international law and relevant UN Security Council resolutions, to cooperate actively. The Quad also launched the Quad Critical Minerals Minerals Initiative to strengthen economic security. The initiative aims to strengthen economic security and collective resilience to secure and diversify critical mineral supply chain across the Indo-Pacific. The statement further reaffirmed Quad's commitment to free and open Indo-Pacific and opposed any unilateral actions that seeks to change the status quo by force or coercion. The member nations underscored their commitment to defend the rule of law, sovereignty and territorial integrity. Sayukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The BJP has accused the Congress of winning the Nilambur Assembly by-poll in Kerala with the support of Jamaat-e-Islami. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Kerala BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar accused the Congress of doing politics of appeasement. He said that in 2018, former Chief Minister of Congress Uman Chandy had also said in the court that Jamaat-e-Islami is a dangerous and anti-national organization.
आज भी कांग्रेस पार्टी उनके डेस्परेट राजनीति किसी तरह से जीतने की राजनीति के लिए इंडियन कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन इंडियन सेक्युलर वैल्यूज इंडियन डेमोक्रेसी के साथ खिलवाड़ करता है तो लोग इमरजेंसी के बारे में न भूलें और आज जो हो रहा है कांग्रेस और इंडी अलायंस जो कर रहा है उसको याद दिलाने के लिए ही भाजपा इमरजेंसी के बारे में और ऐसे जो एंटी नेशनल एलिमेंट्स के साथ राजनीति कर रहे हैं और जमाते इस्लामी जैसे जो संगठन को मेनस्ट्रीम पॉलिटिक्स में लाने की कोशिश कांग्रेस कर रहा है इसका खुलासा हम कर रहे हैं
Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR and All India Institute of Medical Sciences have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths among adults post-COVID-19. The ministry noted that studies conducted by ICMR and the National Center for Disease Control, NCDC, affirm that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective with extremely rare instances of serious side effects. The ICMR and NCDC have been working together to understand the causes behind sudden, unexplained deaths, especially in young adults between the age of 18 and 45 years. Our correspondent reports that to explore this, two complementary studies were undertaken using different research approaches, one based on past data and another involving real-time investigation.
The findings of the first study have conclusively showed that COVID-19 vaccination does not increase the risk of unexplained sudden death in young adults. The second study is currently being conducted by AIIMS New Delhi. Early analysis indicates that heart attacks or myocardial infarction continue to be the leading cause of sudden death in this age group. The studies offer a more comprehensive understanding of sudden unexplained deaths in young adults in India. They also reveal that COVID-19 vaccination does not appear to increase the risk, whereas the role of underlying health issues, genetic predisposition and risky lifestyle choices does play a role in unexplained sudden deaths. With Anand Kumar, this is Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Sigachi Industries Limited today announced an ex gratia of 1 crore rupees to the families of those who were killed in the accident at its unit in Sangareddy district of Telangana on Monday. In a statement, the company said the accident had resulted in the loss of 40 employees and left 33 others injured. The management stated that it was actively coordinating the emergency response, offering support to families and cooperating with the ongoing investigation and regulatory compliance processes. India's scheduled commercial banks continue to record improvement in their asset quality, with the gross and net non-performing asset ratios declining to multi-decadal lows of 2.3% and 0.5% respectively. We have a report.
RBI's latest financial stability report says the soundness and resilience of India's scheduled commercial bank are bolstered by robust capital buffers, multi-decadal low non-performing loans and strong earnings. While overall gross non-performing assets NPAs of banks fell to 2.3% of total loans as of 31st March from 2.8%. Public sector banks registered a sharp decline in NPAs from 3.7% in March 2024 to 2.8% in March this year. According to RBI data, the gross NPA ratio of private sector banks remained stable at 2.8%. With Sayukta Yadav, Neelam Kaushik, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The first batch of Yatris from Jammu has reached Kashmir this forenoon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of devotees for the pilgrimage to the holy cave of Sri Amarnath Ji from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu in the pre-dawn hours today. More from our correspondent.
More than 5,000 devotees set off to the holy cave shrine in the first batch for the darshan of Baba Barfani after reaching Kashmir from Jammu. A total of 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through Srinagar Jammu National Highway. Chants of Bam Bam Bole and Jai Barfani Baba Ki echoed after arriving in the Kashmir Valley, receiving a grand welcome from both the local populace and district administration. Elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for seamless, safe and secure yatra. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended his best wishes to all the pilgrims. Tariq Ratra, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail at isolated places in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra today. In East India, similar weather conditions will continue over Arunachal Pradesh and Odisha today. The spell of monsoon rainfall continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh today. However, some areas remain under cloud cover. During the monsoon season so far, incidents of cloudbursts, floods and landslides have claimed 51 lives across the state, while several people are still missing. More from our correspondent.
Mandi district in Himachal Pradesh has been the worst affected by the monsoon rains. Cloudburst and flood-like situations in several areas of the district led to the death of 10 people, while 34 others are reported missing. Intensive search operations are underway in the most affected areas, including Thunag, Gohar and Karsog, to trace the missing individuals. In the Thunag subdivision, road conditions are severely damaged, making it difficult to transport relief material. Mandi Deputy Commissioner Apoorv Devgan has requested the Ministry of Defence and the Indian Air Force to airlift ration, medicines and other essential supplies to the affected areas. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall across most part of the state until July 4th. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade today as sell-off intensified across sectors including realty, financial services, capital goods and industrials. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 482 points to 83,215 and the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 144 points to 25,398 when reports last came in. And in sports, the third leg of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour will kick off this evening in Croatia, featuring a star-studded lineup that includes world number one Magnus Carlsen and reigning world champion D. Gukesh. It is going to be the first meeting between Gukesh and Carlsen since their dramatic encounter at Norway Chess in May this year, where a visibly frustrated Carlsen was seen banging his fist on the board after a stunning loss to the young Indian prodigy. And in cricket, the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series between India and England will begin at Edgbaston in Birmingham this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. For the visitors, skipper Shubman Gill has confirmed the availability of Jasprit Bumrah though the final decision on his inclusion will be made after the team management meeting. If the ace speedster is rested, Akash Deep appears to be the front runner to step in. The hosts, on the other hand, are retaining the same playing 11 that secured their 5-wicket victory in the series opener at Headingley in Leeds. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Ghana on the first leg of his five-nation visit this evening to address joint session of Ghanaian Parliament. Guad members condemn Pahalgam terror attack, calls for action against perpetrators without any delay. Indian Council of Medical Research and AIIMS studies find no link between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden death cases. IMD issues orange alert for rain in north and central India. And in sports, Magnus Carlsen and D. Gukesh set for rematch as third leg of Grand Chess Tour begins in Croatia today. And in cricket, India to face England in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy this afternoon. Skipper Shubman Gill confirms availability of ace pacer Jasprit Bumrah. And with that, we end the midday news.